Welcome, listeners. This is episode 59 of the Devon Dice podcast. This episode is going to be called The One That Got Away From Us. It's brought to you by your sponsors, Meeple's Corner, and was recorded now on the 23rd of September 2018. On tonight's show, it's just me again. And it's not because of trying. So basically, me, Sam, and Lewis actually did get together on the 13th of September, or 12th of September, actually, on the 12th of September, and did record a podcast. It was a gigantic podcast. It was, I think it's got into 2 hours. And it was lots of stuff going on. We were talking about loads of stuff. But then when I came to edit, I lost half the audio. I think it's possibly was my mistake. What happened? What normally happens is I can record both ends with the software I got, and I can record my end solo, mono, solo, and I can record Skype call. And it seemed to cut off Lewis and Sam's Skype call 20 minutes into the podcast. We hadn't really got going. There wasn't much there. Sam actually did record his side of the podcast because of Skype was having a little bit of an issue, and he was sounding a bit distorted and broken up. So he recorded his side. So I had mine, I had Sam's, just missing Lewis. But then even I tried to piece it together to like kind of sound like it was me and Sam, and then I was going to get Lewis to record bits and drop his in, because we did do a top three, and yeah, it sounded awful. Sam's recording, even though he's recording his own in his own environment, just for some reason we didn't sound check, so we just went in and it didn't sound great. So we said let's not put this out, let's not put out something rubbish and puts people off, let's maybe look at redoing it. Due to time constraints and work and from all three ends, it was, just wasn't possible to meet up again. So we basically, I just said I'll do this recording another 15 minutes, just like to fill the gap and make sure you're aware that we've not forgotten about you, dear listeners, and we are still trying to put podcasts out. It will slightly, might get a little bit more difficult. One, we announced that Lewis is moving to New Zealand in December for a year with his family to work. And he does plan to come back and record. And he'll be getting up early in the morning, and we'll be recording in the evening. So we're going to see if this long relationship works. But he did say he'd be back in a year, and then things hopefully be back to normal. But in that time, I have started doing a degree in teaching. And that's going to take a lot of time. So I've already had to move our Thursday night gaming night to Wednesday, because my training courses on Thursday nights. But even that, it might still get in the way of things. I have got a lot of write-ups and that to do. So we'll have to see. We're going to try and keep the podcast going. Content on the blog might suffer a little bit due to the me not having time to keep writing stuff or videoing stuff. So hopefully Sam and Lewis could maybe fill that void, and any of you that want to put stuff out and give us a short write-up, a video or something like that, we'll be happy to put it up if we're happy with the content. So yeah, so that's about happening. That's a 2-year course for me. So yeah, it's going to be a long old ride. But hopefully, as I said, we will try and keep the podcast going. This was originally a podcast blogging site. We're going to keep that going because we love talking about board games. So on the podcast we did talk about a couple of games. Lewis talked about Rococo. Sam talked about Decrypto. And actually, I got to play the crypto the other night. It was very interesting. Maybe I'll get Sam to recap on that again. I talked about Rise of Queendale from Rothenberger Game. And maybe I will come back to this again when I'm not so tired, because I just sounded like I didn't know what I was talking about. Maybe a little bit more preparation is needed, but yeah, hopefully, maybe the next podcast, maybe the podcast after, I'll talk about it. We had new games coming out. The Between Two Castles of Mad King Ludwig, which is coming out from Stonemaier Games and Bezier Games. They've combined two of their titles and made one game. Sounds really interesting. I actually kind of like the look of it, and would happily give this a go. It's got the spatial awareness element, like Among the Stars, where you're placing cards, and if they're next to something, it does something, or it scores and things like that. So, and then it's also got the Between Two Cities mode of you're building this castle in between your neighbours, and you're kind of sharing those points. So it does look quite good, quite exciting. We announced two second edition games coming out. Potion Explosion, second edition. There's not much changing in this game, apart from, I think the artwork looks like it's changing a bit. I think they've cleaned it up a bit. I mean, the artwork in the original was very nice. It's a bit busy. I think they've kind of toned it back a bit, just to make it a little bit more clearer, but to distinguish between potions. And they're actually now providing a plastic marble dispenser. The original one came with a cardboard one, and while it actually was quite effective, they did have some issues with it at first. Then they tidied that up, but then being cardboard, it all just slotted together quite nicely. But then after a while, it just fell apart, and in the end, I've glued mine together just so it doesn't. But being that it is cardboard, with heavy fingers, can make the marbles go a bit scattery when you're trying to pluck them out. So hopefully this plastic one will deal with that issue. Hopefully it will deal with the issue. And it also comes with a little tray at the bottom of the back of the dispenser where you can store the marbles when you're packing away, which is quite cool. They announce a sixth edition expansion. Basically brings in 5-6 player mode, another marble dispenser, and another ingredient. So that's interesting. These will both combine with like the first edition and the previous expansion, the fifth ingredient. So look out for that. New edition of Camel Up coming up, announced by Egert Spiel. New artwork, new design, new layout. I think they've streamlined the stuff, some bits in it, which seems good. It's not a square track now. It's a more of a rounded track. More gives a bit more of a thematic setting in a way. And they've also done a plastic version of the pyramid, which is quite cool. I mean, there's nothing really wrong with the cardboard one, except for it didn't seem to shape the dice up too well. So this one's got plastic, a dispenser, and it's got this a plastic release mechanism to release the dice, which is quite cool. So I'd be interested to see that one working and how well that plays. I kind of gone off Camel Up a bit, and I actually prefer the card game to the board game. So I wonder if they've changed enough to make me reverse my thoughts on that. Z-Man Game announced a new pandemic, Fall of Rome. This is basically, as it says, based on Roman Empire, and you've taken over as much as like the Roman Empire has taken over. Now what it's doing is you're trying to fend off all the rebellion barbarian attacks, and it's probably inevitable that Rome will fall. So yeah, it looks quite interesting. It comes with dice. So I wonder if that's for the combat. So actually be willing to have a good look at this and give it a try. Then we've talked about another little game coming out called Table of Lava. And this looked quite cool. It has the aspect of chucking cards on the table, a bit like Flowerfall or some other game that I can't think of. And you're chucking cards on the table, and I think you're trying to chuck them in a way that it makes a bridge for your meeples to get from one side of the table to the next. So that looks quite interesting. A bit of dexterity in it, a bit of fun. Seems quite cool. In Kickstarters, we talked about several things. Horizon Zero Dawn. This is coming from Steamforge Games Limited. They brought you the likes of... So they brought you the likes of Dark Souls, the board game, Resident Evil 2, the board game, God Tier, Critical Role, and Horizon Zero Dawn. So they also made the Guild Ball, brought their own version of Blood Bowl to the tabletop in their steampunk football game. And Horizon Zero is based on a video game that's on PlayStation 4. I've seen clips of it. I'm not a big computer game player now, so I can't really tell you what it is. But this is a semi-cooperative tactical game for 1 to 4 players designed in the rich, unique Horizon Zero Dawn universe. The miniatures look awesome. Absolutely outstanding. I mean, if I had money, I would buy this just to have the miniatures. And if I had time, I would be painting these suckers up to my standard of painting. But they're absolutely outstanding. These are all 3D rendered. I hope this is what they will look like when they come to you. They look awesome. My only problem is Steamforge Games Limited has this issue where backers of Dark Souls, the board game, which was funded back in May 2016, raising a massive £3.7 million with 31,000 backers. I believe backers are still waiting for a lot of the stretch goals and expansions that they were promised on this. So they're behind quite a lot. 2 years behind, and you're still waiting for the stretch goals and things that they all promised you. Apparently, it's all shipping out now. By the looks of it. Yeah, wave 2, shipping and fulfillment. Update 1, update 2, update 3. There's a lot of updates. So basically, by the looks of it, it's just reaching fulfillment centers now. To get an all-in pledge of everything, of all the extras, you're looking at £280. And more, because there's probably shipping on top to get this. If you've got the money, go for it. 5 days to go by the time you hear this. Only up to £1 million, which is a little bit off of what Thingy made. The other one we looked at, Artemis Project. And this is a dice worker placement game, which is quite cool. You're based on a moon around Jupiter. Yes, around Europa, frozen moon of Jupiter. And you are trying to basically mine it of its resources and bring it back. But as you can imagine, it's absolutely freezing there. It has underwater seas. So you're basically mining the top and mining the bottom. It has a unique mechanic of you place your dice where you want to get resources from, but everyone has to place first. And it goes from the lower end of the dice to to ascending higher dice. But you get less for the lower dice you put there in resource terms and more for the higher dice. But resources could run out in that area if people go way before you. So if someone, some people put out lows, ones and twos, and they grab all the resources, your six you put out there, you might not get anything for putting it there. So it's quite an interesting mechanic. And it is yours for a price of $65. You've got about 12 days to go. It's fully funded. It's doing quite well. And there's also solo options, 1 to 5 players, 60 to 75 minutes. Artwork looks very nice. It's getting some good reviews. Fiona from the Game Shelf, I believe they've done a review of it. So you, Pearlbrook expansion for Everdale. Now, Everdale is a game I missed on Kickstarter, and when it got, I didn't miss it, I saw it, but I wasn't going to back it, mainly because it's from Sterling Games, or Starling Games, but Starling Games is Game Salute. Game Salute have not got a very good reputation in the past on their Kickstarters. They're either late, never delivered, or badly produced, with exceptions of a very few of their many board games that they put through. So they created 86 games in the past, and we didn't kind of look at anymore. But now Everdale is being done by Starling Games, which is a nice offshoot. It's a worker placement resource collection game, and you're basically trying to build your little forest village up with these cards and have villagers in it. They all will produce you victory points in a certain form. The aesthetics of it looks amazing. The cards and artwork look amazing. There's even this massive board which actually has a 3D tree coming out of it that has positions on the tree. So it's all very cool, very exciting, and the reviews have been really good about it. So it's kind of sad I missed it, but then they, as I said, they brought out another one, the Pearlbrook first expansion, which I think for many is a bit of a quick turnaround for an expansion, but then maybe they're hitting on the aspect of what people might have missed and could now pick up what they missed. So you can now get this expansion and the collector's edition of Everdale with all the goodies and enjoy both. And it's quite cool. This little expansion has a sideboard that sits nicely around the board. It has more cards. It has new workers. It has pearls and more buildings to build. It looks pretty good. So it's doing very well for itself. Unlocked a lot of expansions. and there's a few add-ons. Check it out. It's only got a few days to go, so you might miss it by the time you hear this. The last one we talked about is Microbrew from One Free Elephant. And I have to say, we did get a review copy of this from One Free Elephant, and we played it, me and Lewis. And we played a rule wrong. I blame Lewis for misreading the rule book, but he did say it was a bit ambiguous, or the rule was slightly it wasn't clear. And we first thought it was slightly broken how it played. And we enjoyed what we did play, but this kind of how we played it broke it a little bit and was like, what's the point of this? The rule does change that quite a lot, and we haven't got round to playing it again because it's just a two-player game. And every time I meet up with Lewis, it was more than two of us, so we can't really play it like that. It's very neat how it packs into a tiny little mint tin. Very nice, very compact. It's something you could just take around with you. It's got a nice feel of actually kind of brewing this beer, then to sell to your fans or bring new fans in. And it's very good price at £15. You can pick up this copy, and it's done very well for itself. So you can check it out. There's lots of other new extra bits going in there. There's beer mats you can get and things like that. And there's about 8 days left to go. It has done very well for itself. For a nice little small game, it's done very well. So check it out. And check them out. They're based in Scotland, a British board gaming design family that are up and coming. So give them a check out. And then we did do our top three games of that are 10 years or older. And at first they thought it was going to be hard, and it wasn't that hard. So maybe we might bring it around again. But maybe it's one that will be lost forever. And that was our show, really. So, yeah. Sorry again for not bringing you a real show, a real podcast with the other two, but it was out of the hands. It's something that will never be recovered. I'd done my best, and it just couldn't be done again. So hopefully, we did say, me and Sam are going to the Tabletop Live event in London, the Alexander Palace. And we're going to be there Saturday and Sunday on the Meeples Corner stand. If you want to pop by and say hello, do so. If you want to pop by and buy games, do so. We will be there. We'll be walking around this hall as well, checking out this new show and seeing if it's going to work. so that's actually this weekend coming up at the end of September. And we're excited. It'd be interesting to see this new show and how it compares to UK Games Expo, where UK Games Expo has over 10 years of pedigree. This is new, this is fresh. And let's just see what it's like first. I'm excited, actually. I can't wait to go and just go to a new show and see maybe some familiar faces turn up again. So, yeah. See you there if you're going to the live tabletop event. So that's me. Thank you for listening. As I said, check me out on Depressed Monkey and Devon Dice on Twitter. You can find Sam as Spoon of Milk and Lewis as at the Brewery Tour. And thanks to Meeples Corner for sponsoring the show. Goodbye for now, and hopefully we will have a podcast where me and Sam are talking about the Tabletop Live event. Cool. Check you later.